Games from the Front presents a World War Cthulhu campaign. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started? We can do our recap, and hopefully Jeff will be online here momentarily. Cool. But it's been a couple weeks since we've played. Who wants to catch us up by going over our last session?
It's probably my turn, I suppose.
Well, I wasn't here last session, so I can't.
I think Rex has done it more recently than me, so.
Yeah, I think you're up.
Gosh. We keep having bad dreams. I do remember that. It kind of pisses me off, because you've only got so much sanity. So those are kind of hurting. We're having bad dreams about a child. Of course, that was the other time, but they just keep coming back. We found out that our lore master, or whatever the hell you call it in this game, is stalking Rex, sending him a cool-looking book, which is the physical manifestation of the Book of All Forbidden Arts, which is, looks really cool. We get, it starts off, I think we're back at the underground farmhouse. The farmhouse or the underground, or at least where we're based. From the session, two sessions ago, myself and Eric were pretty heavily wounded, so we were resting and trying to get sponge baths from large women, and being maybe too successful. And then I think Oliver dove back into the book, not Book of All Forbidden Arts, but the book we got from the church.
Right.
The Demon's Bane.
Bane, thank you. Mm-hmm. Father Kerviel. It wasn't in a language any of us know. It was in Britain?
Breton. Sorry.
Yeah, good. No, correct me. It's fine. But so there was that going on. So there was book study. I found out something. Let's see. There's a new patient. Man, this is not ringing a bell. Okay, we found out that, so there's the three guys that we were originally sent here to surveil and, do whatever we deem necessary, I suppose. Renee Sell was one of them. We found out he's staying at the Hotel Cassad. Asking for my sponge baths, I talked to my nurse, who's actually a nurse at the hospital, and she talked about a new patient with strange burns. I had to kind of, coax it out of her in my charming style. And so he is found. He was found at the farm of some guy named Louis Stefan in Cheval, north of Rennes. And that's how I do French. I just gotta go.
That's how I did it in high school, too.
That's right. Robert and I were studying the book. Look at that. I thought it was us. Yeah, because we were wounded. That's right.
Yeah, Oliver started on it, but then because you guys were injured, you had the time to check out the book. So it's basically the two of you plus the father.
And I don't remember how that came out. We found out something about the demon that we had read about before and some sort of ritual. Oh, yes. Now it's starting to come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
There was some ritual they had to kind of keep the demon at bay, maybe?
Or imprisoned?
Imprisoned, yes. At bay. Imprisoned, yes. That's a better word. And so we were... Man, I should have listened to the recording.
Yeah, you've been slowly revealing more information as the study has kind of gone on, and you've I think where we left it last session, you felt you had maybe another day and a half of study before you got everything out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's the bad dreams that we had last time about a future without hope. Which sounds kind of apocalyptic, where everything in the world has gone bad and there's black pus oozing from everyone's orifices, and we have been punished because we tried to prevent it, so we're going to be the last ones to die. Okay. Yeah, fun dreams.
And in the meantime...
Oh, and then the non-wounded guys went to the museum. Mm-hmm. Well, I was wounded and getting spunk bass, so I kind of may have glazed over that bit. But and then they find Renee appears to be scouting the museum as well. I think we sent Grant, since he wasn't here, to talk to him, and he ran off, and at the end, Oliver had followed him back to the hotel.
Yep.
Good evening, all.
Hey, nice.
Hey there, Jeff.
Pardon my tardiness.
It's okay. Just about perfect timing. We wrapped up the summary of the last session. So that's right. Duck was telling us that you had Eric and Duck, or Eric and Robert, I should say, had been injured and healing from their wounds, and in the meantime had been teaming up with the father and studying the Demon's Bane, which was the book that you recovered from the church. Mm-hmm. And the other three of you, Oliver, Hugh, and Grant, had been, you first checked out the hotel, where you, Hotel Cassard, that where you thought Renee was staying, but you didn't find anything there, so you went to the museum, and you actually observed him surveilling the museum itself, and then ultimately followed him back to the hotel.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So that's kind of where we left things off. It is midday, March 13th, 1941. Let's start off with Hugh, Oliver, and Grant. You guys were just observing Renee's cell entering the hotel. Where would you like to do from there?
Was I able to determine? I mean, he took off when Grant started approaching him, as if he realized somebody was approaching him. By the time he got to the hotel, did he still appear to be concerned about being followed? You know, did he speak to anyone? Is there any activity that would suggest?
Yeah. For Kyle's benefit, Kyle, your character Grant was convinced to approach Renee, and you're going to chat him up, perhaps to get some information from him. And yeah, definitely, you felt by his reaction that you were spotted, or at least Grant was. But you know, he just made a straight beeline back to the hotel. Beyond that, I don't think he noticed anything that would tip you off whether, you know, he thought he was still being followed or he was preparing for something. Nothing that you observed or experienced.
Okay.
The hotel itself is pretty unexceptional. I can't remember. I probably told you how many floors it has, but in case I forgot, it was two floors. Right. It's a little shabby looking. It's right next to that the bar, where we thought some of the Breton nationalists had spent or spending their time, and you guys had spent some time there early on in your arrival in France.
Right. And I think we determined that there wasn't any easy way to go inside the hotel without drawing a lot of attention, because it's small enough that if we don't go check in, they're going to be like, why are you wandering around our hotel? So,
yeah, I mean, there's basically a front entrance and a back entrance.
I mean, I guess we could continue to watch the hotel and maybe somebody go back to the resistance and find out if they have a contact that either works in the hotel or can get us some more info. I mean, I'm kind of swinging in the wind here, so I'm more than happy to hear other people's ideas.
I always like the full frontal bluff. Because why not? Walk well, along there.
Tell them we're from the power company.
Yeah, well, you know.
Nothing that involves luck rolls for you, Rex.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Renee, he knows who we are, or we suspect that he knows who we are. Hello.
I'm not sure that he I just think he was observing the museum, and so we talked to Grant, and the idea was if he's observing the museum, maybe he's not as tight with the Nazis as we thought. And so the idea was that you were going to approach him and see if you could talk to him and figure out, is there a way to flip him or turn him or convince him to, quote unquote, work with us in order to figure out what's going on in the museum. So, but when you approached him, he just took off. So, hopefully he doesn't know who we are.
That could be a problem. I don't think he does. Unless there's some sort of weird counterintelligence going on, which is possible, right. But we don't have any evidence that he does, as far as we know.
Yep.
But we spooked him.
Right.
Well,
which if
technically,
he's surveilling, right?
Technically, you spooked him. Just to be,
yeah, way to go, Greg.
It's a team effort. I say we all fail as a team.
That's right.
Probably should not play the ugly American quite so hard when you're over here in France, so...
Yeah, when are you guys going to hurry up and get in the war? God's sake, it's 1941 already. Lazy bastards.
As soon as it starts going better, we'll think about it.
That's right.
All right, guys, what's the plan?
Okay. Yes, Ty's about to start unleashing demons.
My idea, which is never a good one, but is just to walk in all snooty-like, as Hugh does, and... kind of like just act like I belong there and walk right in and walk up the stairs and try and figure out where Renee is. Bluff my way through, pretend I'm German or French or Italian.
I mean, a lot can be accomplished if you look like you know what you're doing.
Right.
How do you think I get through life? Come on.
Is anybody going to go with him?
I'm hearing Oliver as a no.
Well, I don't
know.
Has
to stay outside, right?
I don't know if I should. He already made me, right? So I don't. I might just cause him to flee again, or.
But if we get into his room, if we get into his room, right, we'll have him cornered anyway, and then we can talk to him.
That's true.
I
mean, I can go in with you just because I'm good at bluffing.
Do you speak German?
Probably. Oh, that's a good point. I don't.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You speak French, though.
You speak French, though, don't you?
We all do. We all have some French.
What's your French?
Yeah, like not well.
Yeah. You all have a bit of French and a bit of German. Some
you could,
of
you
more
could be
German
one of those
others.
Fascist Americans, you know? You just, you're that's why you're over
merci
here.
Merci beaucoup.
It was like
I will
Inglorious
go with...
Bastards. Buongiorno.
I'll go with you because I speak very
good
German. Very good. Yes. Very well. Something. Somehow.
Better than your English.
Better than my English. Yeah.
And, but Grant can come too because he can be American. You're neutral-ish.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a crime to be American.
Let's not talk about Lend-Lease, but still.
The question might be what as an American I'm doing there, and I can say, well, I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
And I'm here to see the you know, the facts of the war on average Europeans.
Okay. So my plan is go to the front desk and figure it out from there. Let's go in.
Excellent plan.
All right,
very, very detailed and well.
I walk into the hotel.
Okay, Hugh approaches, goes into the hotel. Is anybody else with him?
Sure. Why
yes,
not?
I'm with him.
Okay, all three of you. Okay, great. They only took 5 minutes.
I'm going to walk right up to the front desk, like striding purposefully and confidently and looking like I'm very I'm looking as Teutonic as I can right now.
Okay. Yeah, despite its exterior. The interior of the hotel is actually quite well maintained. It's quaint, but you can tell that it is getting, you know, the attention of somebody who cares about the establishment. And like a lot of smaller European hotels, the front desk is not too far off the front entrance. It's a small desk off to your right, and there's an older gentleman there who's a little bit overweight. He's balding. He's got a thin mustache, a thin gray mustache, and he's kind of hunched over with his arms resting on the counter. And as you walk in, he looks up and immediately lightens up and, "Oh, bonjour, monsieur, comment allez-vous?"
I walk up to him, I said, "Guten Tag," in German, and then I switch to French, and because I'm trying to establish that I'm actually German, so my French actually sucks, and I say, "Hello, my good man, I have a meeting with my colleague, Monsieur Sell, and I need you to remind me of his room number, because I'm supposed to go up and meet him right away."
All right, why don't you give me a fast talk roll?
That might not be good.
Which one do you have?
You want Grant talking at this point.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, I'm a 60.
I'm a 5.
Nice. Right,
well. Hold on. Give me a second here. Let me... you can do a combined roll, fast talk or intimidate.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. Still 15.
15. But so now what do? I roll...
Roll once and compare it to both of them.
Okay. 47. Close.
When you initially speak in German, he kind of not necessarily shudders, but he kind of perks up or straightens up a little bit. He's standing, you know, fully erect now, so to speak. And as you talk to him, he gets a kind of a curious look on your face. "Monsieur Ciel, I am not sure. I am not sure who that is." We have many Frenchmen here.
Grant,
I could describe him. I mean, we know what he looks like, right? Don't we have a picture of him? Or we were given a picture of him? Or we saw him. I mean,
we've seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's our So I'll try a different tact. I kind of lighten my tone a bit. I go, "Oh, monsieur, you know, I forgive me for being so sudden, but it really is a urgent business, and I forgot my notepad today that had all the details, and I'm sure I know he's staying at this hotel. If you could just look in your book and show us up to his room, or tell us which room he's in, and we'll be on our way. It's very important business for the Reich."
I understand. Perhaps my wife knows. And he kind of looks at you curiously and begins to walk away from the front desk. And the three of you give me a spot hidden roll.
You know,
can I do tradecraft?
You're in your tradecraft. I have an 18. I have a hard success.
I would need to open my eyes to spot anything hidden.
Yeah,
since they are screwed shut.
I missed
shut.
It by 20 points.
Yeah. Hugh, you're not quite sure why, but the guest registry book, you notice that he's kind of left it easily within. I mean, it's basically right in front of you. You know, you're a little bit curious about where he was going and what he was doing, but the guest registry is right in front of you.
Okay, I'll use my upside down reading skills, and I'm going to scan it, looking for the word "cell."
Okay, and very quickly you notice Rene Cell, or Cell, maybe just the last name, and next to it you see a signature that you know you presume is his, and you see 07, which you presume is the room number. Which would probably indicate that it's on the first floor.
Yes. Okay, so I whisper to the others, he's in room 7 on this floor.
And,
Go ahead. Do we see where the front desk man went?
He headed towards the back of the first floor. There is, like I said, you guys headed in the front door, and off to your right, very close off the front door, was the front desk. A little bit further in, on the kind of to your left, were stairs up, and then there is a hallway back down to the back of the building, which is where the caretaker went, and then there are kind of main hallways, which you presume lead to rooms off to the left and right.
I'm going to follow the caretaker desk guy back, because I really don't want him going to get on the phone and call somebody.
Yeah, I whisper to you as you leave, I'm like, just tell him we found what we needed and not to worry anymore. And then I look at Grant and I said, let's go to room 7. Or meet us in room 7.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I see. So I'm sorry. Oliver was going to go follow the caretaker and...
Right.
And then Grant and Hugh were going to go find room 7.
Well, correct. I'm going to room 7. I'm nodding to Grant to come with me, but... Yeah.
Yep, I'm going.
That sounds good. Okay.
He's his own man.
Yeah, so let's start with Oliver. Are you going to follow him? Are you going to race after him? Are you going to... You can't quite see him. He's gone down this hall. You wouldn't be surprised if there's a dining room towards the back of the hotel on this floor.
Okay.
Of some kind, some dining facility.
I'm not trying to be sneaky. I'm just trying to figure out where he is, mm-hmm. to A, see what he's doing, and potentially have a word with him, suggest that it might be best if he just goes back to the front desk,
mm-hmm.
the way he did before, and just stay there.
Okay, yeah, so you make your way back down that hallway, and yes, off to the right is a small dining area. It's largely empty, or let's say entirely empty. You know, there may be 6 or 7 small round tables with a number of chairs around them, nice white tablecloths. You know, considering it's wartime, it's pretty well kept, like I said. Why don't you make a spot hidden roll?
Jeez. I don't see what you want me to see.
Okay, so you fail your spot hidden. So yeah, it's an empty dining area, tables, chairs, windows, a couple of doors that you suspect go back to the kitchen, but otherwise it's empty. You're pretty sure this is the direction he went.
Pretty sure. There we go. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'll just stick my head back in the kitchen, what appears to be the entrance to the kitchen, see if I can locate him.
Okay. Give me a listen roll.
I'm going to buy you some new dice.
Oh, Oliver.
Okay, so you poke your... I take it you failed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I only check when I have a success, correct?
Yes.
The theory behind it is
right.
Important.
Do you have any checks?
No, completely blank. I'm not sure why I make a new version of the sheet for each session.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, so you actually begin. Are you poking your head in? Or are you walking in?
Sure,
it's kind of a swinging.
Why wouldn't I do that?
Swinging. Okay, so you poke your head in.
Watch it go wrong.
And you've surprised the caretaker and a middle-aged woman that he's talking to animatedly, in an animated fashion. He's
talking
gesturing
in French.
They're talking French. What is your French skill?
30.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know enough French that you pick up kind of the tail end of the conversation, something about, and I don't know who they are.
And call the Gestapo.
And then you step in and they turn to you startled.
All right.
And they appear to be the only two. It is, in fact, a kitchen, stainless steel countertops and kitchen equipment and all that kind of stuff. But they appear to be the only ones in the kitchen.
I'm also going to start in German and then make my best effort to act like, oh, of course they don't understand what I'm saying in German, and then start my broken French to excuse my interruption, but perhaps we would all be more comfortable if we returned to the front.
And the caretaker, the hotel, you presume he's the owner. And this is a small business, but he steps in front of the woman and says, we do not want any trouble. We do not want any trouble.
Then it would be best.
Please go about your business.
Well, it'd be best if we all went back to the front. Then there's unlikely to be any trouble.
He goes, very well. He kind of, are you leading the way, or are you going to let him go first, or?
I'll let him go first.
He's kind of looking to you to kind of make the motion.
No, I'll let him go first. And is my sense that this is his wife or an employee that's with him?
Yeah, I mean, it could be either one, but you wouldn't be surprised if it was his wife.
And I would say perhaps it would be best if Madame joined us at the front.
Okay. And
I smile.
Okay.
In a kind of Gestapo-y type way.
As your face melts.
All right, so you begin to make your way back up to the front of the first floor. Grant, Hugh, you guys make your way down the hallway, and you arrive at a door that has 07 on the front of it.
Awesome. I put my ear to the door.
Okay. Why don't you make a listen roll?
Where am I? Listen. Let's see. And I make it a 19 on a 21, so.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely hear that somebody is inside.
So I nod at Grant.
I've got my hand on my pistol in my, but, you know, hidden in my pocket, so. But just in case, I need to quick draw.
Okay, I do the same. Should we knock, or should we just check the door, or?
I don't anticipate him to try and kill us, but I don't know what I'm basing that on. But I would say you might as well knock. I mean,
yeah, because if the door is locked, if the door is locked and we're jimmying the door, then it's more suspicious than if we just knock and we can always push him back into the room. That's sort of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, I knock three times firmly on the door, kind of trying to make it sound authoritative.
Yeah, you just knock. You don't say anything.
Okay. Yeah, just knock.
Okay. You hear the front door begin to open, and as it's opening, it's kind of like simultaneously you hear this yes or see or not see. That's a different language. So we. And then standing in front of you is Renee Sell.
Sweet. I say, bonjour, Monsieur Sell. We have business to discuss. May we come in?
What business is this?
I assume, so Grant, you have your hand in your pocket, right?
Yeah.
So do I. I'm like, so I'll say, we have business to discuss inside.
And you're making it clear that you're potentially have something in your pocket? Is that?
Yeah. And I'm happy.
We're standing seriously, maybe not threateningly.
All right. Why don't you both make intimidate rolls?
We need a loom skill. They're looming.
I don't have good intimidate. Oh, I fail it badly. God.
I miss it by 20 odd points.
Yeah, so. I miss it by 70 points.
Burn luck.
Yeah.
He kind of tilts his head to one side as if to kind of say, you know, seriously?
That's just your finger.
State your business or be gone.
Our business is best not discussed in the hallway. I'm sure you know what we're talking about.
He goes, Grant, give me a fast talk.
And of course I fail it. Even though I'm good at it, fail it by 20 points.
You have a
points.
60 in that.
Yes, I've rolled an 84.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
Just to be clear, any time that you guys want to make a roll tonight, feel free. He looks at you and says, "Look, I have no time for such nonsense. I'm very busy. Please be on your way."
I'm just going to draw my gun and point it at him.
I like.
Why don't we go inside?
Okay,
I like it.
That's another way to do it. So he kind of stands back as you pull your pistols on him, and he kind of takes two or three steps back into the room as if to stumble back a little bit.
And I'm just going to walk right in.
Okay,
now that he's cleared the way.
Okay, you are in his room. He goes, "Oh, this is outrageous. What is this about?"
What is it about?
So you know, really quickly, Rene Sell, he's short, he's dark, he's unkempt. His clothes are nice, or quality clothing, you can tell. Hugh, you run in those circles. But it's kind of like as if the clothing is nice, but he hasn't been able to take proper care of it. The room is modest. There's a bed, a couple of nightstands, a bureau. And why don't you both make a spot hidden roll?
I have another hard success, 24.
Failed.
Okay, Hugh, you notice a book of some kind, a small hardback book.
Did he say book?
Is that the signal saying I found a book?
Ding! Ding! Your book is ready.
Yeah, that's my wife telling me things. Apparently can't
playing
wait.
Playing that silly game again?
Yeah, exactly. That's what tonight was about. She was taking the kids so I could play, but here she is texting me. Oh, I love her. I do, honey, in case you're listening to this, which I know you do.
She wants another campfire pie.
That's right. So, yeah, you notice a small book laying on one of the nightstands next to the bed.
Can I see it? Like, can I read what it says? Like, is there a title or from
no,
here?
No, it's
or?
Too far away. It appears to be the only personal effect that's out. You know, perhaps anything else that he has is clothes and stuff are packed away. Mm-hmm.
So I say to him, sorry.
He stumbled into the room and he's got his hands raised and what is this about? This is outrageous.
I say to him, I see you have a book on your bedside table. We're here to discuss books.
There you go, Hugh.
I see. Yeah, you can be all mysterious like too.
I totally didn't see that book. Good call.
Book.
He actually is looking kind of, at first he has his eyes engaged with you, and then he starts to look beyond both of you, back towards the front door or there's a window in the room as well, and he actually kind of stumbles back into the chair that's at a small desk, and he sits down, and as you're talking to him, he's clearly nervous. He's squirming, and he says, "That book is nothing. It is just something I keep with me."
Your actions belie your words, Monsieur Sell. It seemed to me that you've grown quite nervous once we started bringing up the subject of books. And I can understand why you're nervous, but this is something that has to be discussed, and you know, we're familiar with these things as well, and I think we can probably help each other.
Hmm. He looks at you curiously. What help could you be to me? I am simply here to find some solutions to some problems. I am of no interest to you. I am not of this area. I am simply here on my own business.
Well, we seem to have a lot in common then.
Yeah. Trying to solve some problems too.
And I'm going to check over my shoulder. And did we close the door on the way in?
I did.
Up to you. Yeah, I mean, okay, I closed the door. I kind of assumed
lock it.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah. And he goes, well, what business are you here on? What brings you to this city, this village, this town?
Allow me to introduce myself. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Exactly. You're not from around here, clearly. What brings you here?
Certain books, certain happenings that I'm sure you're aware of. Of which I'm sure you're aware. Yeah, that's better. Firearms.
Give me another fast talk.
I'm actually gonna pass on these one day.
One.
Oh, I am exactly 86 points over.
Is that possible?
Well, yeah, when you have a 5 and you roll a 91.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm terrible.
Yeah, I guess I should have been talking. But, you know, I haven't done too well on my fast talk either, so.
I have persuade, though. Why can't I ever persuade people?
You have to phrase it in the form of a persuasion.
That's right.
Wouldn't you like to tell me about the time?
Well, he's clearly nervous. Like I said, he's uncomfortable. He's screaming in his chair. He's shifting. He's not really looking at you when you speak to him or when you speak to, when you guys are speaking to each other. He's kind of looking beyond you.
What were you doing at the museum?
There you go.
I'm on a bit of a mission. I'm researching certain things at that museum and have not had much success, I must say.
And the Germans haven't been very helpful to you?
The Germans, they do not know what they seek. They do not understand. They do not understand his power. And of course, at that point, his demeanor changes a little bit as he says his power.
Oh, no.
Getting warm in the room.
He says, I came to Ren because he promised me great wealth. I was to help him, and he could give me all the riches I desire. It is right that performing a great service should be rewarded, is it not? You cannot stop him. You should join me, and together we shall reap the rewards, no? So give me a psychology roll, both of you.
All right.
I'm actually pretty good at this.
I'm kind of iffy.
I make a regular success.
I make an extreme success. 0-1.
Okay. You're supposed to get something.
Check that off. Extreme? I guess it was extreme. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it wasn't entirely clear, you know, from his statement, you can tell that, you know, between his statement and his demeanor, he's not entirely there. You know, there's something off about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
you know, he's obviously referencing him.
What exactly do you want us to help you do?
I do not know if you can help me. You must commit to him. You must promise to serve him, and he will reward us. Perhaps you can serve under me as we serve him together.
That sounds like a pyramid scheme to me. I don't know. I mean, why would we serve you? We're the ones with the guns.
His power is not of this world. He cares not of guns or violence or the ways of men. He cares about service.
Why don't you tell us about his power? What does he do? How does he help you?
It has all come to me in a dream. I was called here by him. I was called to serve him. I was called to bring him others who would understand his power and who would agree that only through serving him can we be free of this tainted life.
So what did you need at the museum to help you do that?
I have been called to the museum for reasons I do not understand. But the Germans are there, and I certainly can't make it in. Despite my efforts, I am alone in this town, and I cannot make it in. But the answers are in there.
The answers to what, though? You don't even know the questions.
I must discover the questions and the answers. And he kind of tilts his head at you, Hugh, and he says, you've been having the dreams as well, haven't you? That is why you are here.
Trying to get into my head. Nonsense. I'm here for my own reasons. Lame question. Answer.
I hear what you say, but I am not convinced.
Well, screw you. Do you mind if I have a look at your book over there? If it's a meaningless book, you won't mind, of course.
Plus, we are pointing guns at him.
True, I walk over.
How much can he mind?
He puts up a little bit of protest, but can tell that he is, you know, not equipped to stop you from doing any of that. So. You know, as you pick it up, and I presume you open it. I mean, it's the cover is unlabeled, it is it appears to be a journal of some kind. And I've put an entry in the notes. If you could go ahead and read that.
My contacts with the local Breton militia are quite cordial. However, I do not feel they trust me yet. I believe that there are others looking for the sleeper. However, they seem to have limited their search to the Museum of Fine Arts. Judging by the sour looks of the men there, I guess they are having a little luck. Although I feel the museum is important, I suspect there are some within Wren who know more of the sleeper. If I can find them and gain their help, I feel I will be better in a better position than my museum-based rivals.
So I'm assuming the museum-based rivals would be the Germans, the other guys that were on our list. Sorry, I'm asking this amongst the I'm not actually saying this, but...
Yeah.
So, let's stop there for a second. Rex, you know, this is kind of what's past. I mean, you obviously don't know about this. You're back at the front counter.
Right.
You have the option of, I don't know, standing guard or leaving, or the hotel keeper has resumed his position behind the front counter. His wife or helper, the other employee, she's hovering around, and they're avoiding eye contact with you. You think that they're probably harmless,
right?
But I guess you can never be sure.
So, I asked them which way to room 7. I'm just going to go check on my friends, and then I'll be right back with you.
All right. And, the shopkeeper nods down one of the side halls, and he goes, "Remember, no trouble. We have sensitive guests here. Guests."
I give him my double best Gestapo smile and say, "But of course." And I walk down and see what in the world's going on.
Yeah, it's a short walk, and you reach door 7. The door is closed. I don't know. Would you like to go in?
Sure, absolutely. Sure.
All right. So, Oliver enters the room. You see Rene Sell. He's in a chair. You see Grant standing up with a pistol pointed at Sell, and Hugh is flipping through a small book.
I step up and see if there's anything remarkable about the book.
We kind of look over Hugh's shoulder, and Hugh looks at you and says, dot, 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 dot.
Can I help you? Well, sarcastically? No. I say, yes, perhaps you're better suited to look at this. Seems it appears to be some kind of journal, but I pass it over to him.
All right. And I start flipping through it. I assume I was drawn to the page that he just read out loud.
Yeah. I mean, in a couple moments or a couple minutes, you see that entry. Some other entries speak of his arrival in Rennes. Some of the time he spent at the bar next door, scouting out the museum. It turns out that perhaps he's also spent some time in the library that you guys were at that one night a couple days ago or a day ago. So he's certainly doing his own research.
Okay. So I ask Syl, this is an interesting read, but do you have more interesting books?
He goes, whatever do you mean?
Older books?
All right. I need the three of you to make an idea roll, which is your intelligence.
Just our intelligence.
Which should be pretty good for you guys.
Oh, I passed.
Hard success.
Regular success for me.
Double hard.
The way the duck likes it.
So, Grant, how did you do?
I rolled a 5.
Oh, wow.
It's a hard success.
Yeah, so all three of you actually think back to your original briefing with N, and you remember a mention that there was an informant who was later found murdered, who had insisted that Sell had missing items from the Colmar treasure, and that these treasured items were kept at home in a safe. But when the gendarmes searched his house, they were able to locate the safe, much less any of the illicit contents. Okay. So he looks at you and says, I have nothing else of interest.
Sure, that's what you told the gendarme when they asked you about the Colmar treasure.
Give me a, Oliver, give me a... Yeah, give me a fast talk roll, sure.
Oh, seriously?
Sorry.
Can't be even worse than mine. Well, I could, I suppose.
I fail. All
right. You don't get any reaction out of him. He like I was describing to the other guys, he appears to be looking beyond you.
Okay. Well, I turn to the other two and say he's clearly not telling us everything. Perhaps if we take him someplace where we have more time to have a more leisurely conversation, we'll get the answers we need.
Are you speaking to us in French?
Would Grant understand German?
No. Well, ish. No, actually, I don't have any German. No, I do. I got 24 German. So, I mean, I could make out.
Fake it way.
Yeah.
I would just probably step over to each of you separately and just whisper here and then give a knowing nod to him on the off chance that at some point this guy's going to shake. So
I sort of nod and I say more loudly in French, well, I suppose you're right. If we can't get anything more out of him, we might as well just take him out and shoot him. He's of no use to us. See if that gets a reaction.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you? You were saying that out loud? Or
out loud to the others, yes. Just as if he's not in the room. I just say, yes, I suppose you're right. He's of no further use to us, so we might as well just take him somewhere and shoot him.
I just nod. Hey, your call, man.
All right, why don't you give me an intimidate roll?
Yeah, on my 5%. Or 15%. Oh, I failed it.
Right. He kind of looks at you curiously. Perhaps he's too far gone to have any that approach to have any too much of an effect on him.
Chops, we should probably just get him out of here.
Can I? Trying to think. No. Yeah, I think we need to get him out of here and see what we can accomplish.
Yeah.
How close would a vehicle be? I'm trying to remember what we
did. Or how far are we from our safe house or wherever it is that we're staying? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever really established how you got to town or anything. I hate to do this. Why don't you give me a group luck roll? I forget what Oliver said.
You don't hate doing that, Ty. You don't hate that at all.
Oh, I failed.
Well, I'm sorry. With a group luck roll, just the lowest person rolls. Okay. So I think I'm pretty sure that's Oliver at 40 or something like that.
Oh no, 26. Are you kidding me?
Are you 26? Okay.
Yes. I guess and we fail.
You fail. Okay.
I rolled a 24, but
you were brought to town by one of the members of the resistance in a vehicle that was big enough to hold all four of you. Four being the driver, but you recall that you asked them to return mid-evening, and so it's probably a couple hours away before they would return.
Well, might as well search his room while we're sitting here trying to figure out what the hell we're doing. So,
steal a car.
I'm going to start searching his room. Under right. Theory that again, that might at some point freak him out or get him to talk or. I set off the booby trap or whatever happens. So.
All right. I don't think I described the room. Well, maybe you probably heard me say it, but the, you know, there's a bed, there's a couple of nightstands, there's a bureau, a desk, a chair, a wash basin, where would you like to search?
In a place where you would hide occult mysteries.
Yeah, I mean you probably are wondering where he's keeping his clothes, and it's all in the bureau. Probably, why don't you give me a spot hidden roll?
We are in business, folks.
God.
Yeah, you
I am checking that.
You open the bureau. It's a small, but it's got double doors. It opens, and you see his clothes hanging in there. And you start to push things around, and as you're doing so, he immediately focuses on you. I mean, your back's turned to him, but he focuses on you, and he attempts to stand up. And Hugh and Grant have the opportunity to react. I mean, like I said, Oliver, your back is turned.
Yeah, we're definitely getting between him and Oliver.
Thank you.
You know, kind of a.
He's back down. There's nothing in there.
Yeah, we'll find that. We'll be the judge of that. So right. Take a seat.
Yeah, Oliver, you actually get to the bottom of the wardrobe or the bureau,
mm-hmm.
and okay. As you're padding and knocking around, you discover a I don't want to call it secret necessarily, but it's a false bottom.
Nice.
And you are able to. There's no handle or hook or anything. You're actually able with your hand to slide this thin wood top. You know, you basically the force of your hand, and you just can slide it off to your left, and it opens up. And there are a number of things in here.
Nice.
First of all, there is an old French revolver. And by old, I mean it certainly looks like it dates back to the last century.
Excellent.
There's a little bit of ammunition in there. You see a kind of a fabric bag that when you pick and you hold it and you shake it, you feel that there are, it's quite heavy, and you suspect that there are coins in there of some kind. And you discover another book, an old tome.
Nice. I would like to look at the book, see what, if anything is obvious about it. Language, does it look familiar? Does it look to be the similar language as the Breton story that we were working on?
So
is it bound in human flesh?
The label itself appears to be in Arabic, or the cover. The title on the cover appears to be what you would suspect is Arabic, which I don't believe you speak, but you know enough that perhaps it suggests that it's an Arabic title. However,
Mitch's character would know what to do with this book.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Yeah. However, upon opening it on the inside, it actually appears that it was written in Hebrew.
Nice.
All right. Why don't you give me an idea roll, Oliver?
Okay. I got a normal success.
Okay. You're able to kind of piece together that you suspect it'd be very bad for someone in Sel's position to be captured with a book written in Hebrew if he was captured by the Germans.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, but the book is probably about, let's say, 12 inches by 8 inches. It's not especially long, let's say about 100 pages. It's all handwritten text. But again, it's in Hebrew, and that's about all you ascertain from that. You take a quick look into the fabric bag, and yes, there are in fact several dozen gold coins. You estimate
slide those into my pocket.
You would probably estimate that there's probably several thousand francs worth of gold.
So I turn back to Sel and hold the gold up and say, "This is nothing."
Yeah. These are difficult times. I need to be able to get around. Why, I'm sure you have money as well.
And interesting reading for you. And I hold the book up now.
Well, I'm an educated man. That book would mean nothing to you.
What would it mean to Von Lau?
He kind of startles at that mention. That is not a man that you would want that information to hand to land in the hands of.
Well, then perhaps, Mr. Sel, you begin telling us everything you know, and we won't worry about that happening. Or maybe we'll just give you to Von Lau. Oh! Is your wife helping you, GM?
I'm asking her, what should I do?
Take 5 points from his sanity.
Exactly. Make him make a luck roll.
Yeah.
All right, let's hold on there. We've gone quite a while without talking to our friends Robert. Unfortunately, Eric, his wounds have taken a turn for the worst, and even though we thought initially he would he was on his way to recovery. He's fallen back into a fevered sleep. All right. And so, yeah, we're still on the afternoon of that Thursday. I think it's the 13th. So, Robert, you and the father continue to investigate the book. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, you suspected that you were getting close to the end of your investigations. And there's a moment when the father's eyes grow wide, as if he's discovered something. And at that point, he calls for Powell. You remember Powell Bossier?
His buddy.
They knew each other from church. He shouts for Powell. And Paul comes, who's been, I don't know, hanging out, having a drink and recovering from...
He's healed up or not quite yet?
Yeah, he's not in bad shape. Okay. He was beat up too, but he's gotten good care as well. Mm-hmm. And he comes in and the father says to him, Powell, my friend, well, what do you make of this passage? And Powell picks the book up and he goes, I cannot read this. I do not know this language. Tell me what you found, Father. He goes, This is a reference to a room in the library, in the museum. A room where something called the sleeper is being kept. Do you know of anything of this? And Powell says, oh, I always suspected there was secrets in that museum of which I would one day uncover. I believe that that this is the first step in uncovering that mystery. And that for your purposes, Robert, the father goes on to explain that somewhere in the basement of the museum, that remember, this is the book, this is the Demon's Bane, and it described who was it? Saint Paul de Leon in his battle against the demon, and it seems to suggest that in a secret hidden room in the museum's basement, the demon that he fought, known as the Sleeper, is in the basement of that museum in this secret room. And over the next couple hours, you and the father are able to piece together some information about how the Saint Paul de Leon had captured and entrapped the demon and had put certain wards and charms on a statue that the demon was then entrapped within. And mm-hmm. there is reference to, I think I already put it in the notes, there was the omen branch, which appears to be some rite within the Demon's Bane, that tome, that can be used to strengthen the wards that entrapped the sleeper. And so through your studies, you've discovered that the omen branch, that rite, takes how can I describe it? A significant amount of time, right? It's not not an instantaneous rite like you've discovered in the other tome. You suspect it could take anywhere from a half hour or more to get all the incantations right and the verbal and hand gestures, the components that go along with the spell, which includes the drawing of the symbol that I have in the notes, this kind of branched leaf type drawing. There's a number of things that basically, you know, you need to have time to cast the spell or enact this rite if that's something that you end up doing.
Okay.
And that's kind of what comes out over the next the remainder of that Thursday for you. Those are the things that you discover. See if there's anything else in here. The story goes and the interpretation goes between you and the father that that reinforcing these wards would cause the sleeper to return to its dormant state.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to the guys at the hotel. Hugh and Grant and Oliver, you guys you found these items. You're not getting a whole lot more information out of Renee. You try to press him for more information, and perhaps his responses become more and more mysterious or incoherent. He does speak at length about him and rewards and serving him, and even hints at some consequences of betraying his power. But in some regards, it's a lot of nonsense.
Did he react to Oliver's threat to turn him or the book over to Von Lau?
Yeah, I mean he seemed to indicate that would be a bad idea for him and for you, and you're not quite sure why that would be. He certainly doesn't want that to happen. Perhaps he suggests that the Germans are not the ones who would know how to serve him properly.
Waiting on Oliver?
Well, anyone, any of you?
I'm not sure what else we can get from him. I mean, the book was pretty significant.
I mean, do we leave him or do we bring him with us?
I guess I don't think we have to worry about him going to the Germans, which would be our biggest concern.
Yeah.
So he may just be fairly harmless if we just leave him. And he may also show up again and have more information. So he may be a resource we can use again if, in the future.
So we don't shoot him.
He is going to be really pissed if we take his book and his money.
No, that's true. I mean, but the best thing to do would be to take him with us and lock him up in the safe house with the other people that we've gathered.
Yeah, I mean, you guys definitely remember from N's briefing, this is a bad dude. You know, murders.
He's a criminal, right?
So. Yeah, he's not only a criminal, but he's been attached to several murders. He's a criminal of valuable treasures, as you remember from the briefing and also what you've discovered. Series of crimes. He was a suspect.
I think we did. The question for us is logistically how to get him to the safe house. But I mean, we could do it in.
Let's ask him if he's got a car.
Oh yeah, good call.
We have the guns, right?
Yeah.
So we even have his gun now. So.
Yeah, I mean, he basically indicates that he arrived in by a train. Between his journal and between, you know, kind of, you know, trying to get more information out of him.
Well, I guess one of us could go and. Well, do we have a way of contacting the resistance? You know, have them come and pick us up early.
I'd like to.
They
think
were
going to
pick us up in the evening.
Right. It's right? Like crack SOE agents. We probably would have some kind of backup plan in case we needed transport earlier. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in this period, you know, you suspect that. You know, there's probably only one phone in the hotel that's at the front desk. That might be an option.
I will go back and check on my good friends at the front desk and make the call.
Yeah, they seem to like you.
Okay. So
I will go back and see if I can't summon transport that will get the four of us and whoever drives that vehicle out of here.
Got it. And Oliver, go ahead and make a tradecraft roll.
Nice. not that I should talk junk before I actually roll the dice, but that is a success.
Okay. So yeah, the roll was to see if you're able to execute some sort of, I don't know if I'd call it a code, but you know, you call back to the safe house, and you're able to indicate that you need assistance sooner than you expected, and then you get some sort of affirmation response that would probably be, you know, some prearranged message or code.
Okay.
And within, let's say, 10 minutes, one of the cars that you recognize from the safe house pulls up. You can actually see it from Sel's room. Although I guess maybe you're up at the front desk, but I don't know. The car has arrived.
I feel like this is building up to something. So I go back to the room and tell them that the car's arrived and explain to Sel that he's going to take a ride with us. And he should think carefully about what he does between here and the car to make sure he doesn't draw any attention to us.
Okay. Yeah, and I imagine you're bringing all the artifacts and books and gold and
that
kind of stuff, the gun with you and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The four of you climb into the car. One of the resistance members who you recognize is driving, and he takes you back to the safe house.
Excellent.
Yeah, and Sel doesn't put up much of a fight, and the four of you and the driver pull up to the safe house, and it's not quite dinner time, and you pull up, and get out of the car with Cell in tow. So you have a couple different options that you could probably do with them. You could hand them off to the Resistance for safekeeping. You could do some nasty things to them. Or, I don't know, maybe you have something else in mind.
Why don't we get Robert into the conversation and see what he thinks we ought to do.
Yeah, as you walk in, you can see that Robert seems to be in much better spirits and much better physical condition, and that he and the father are kind of spread out on a table. Well, not them, but some of their work.
Awkward.
Oh, hey guys, nothing. Robert peeks up or looks up as you guys enter the room.
And we brief Robert on what we've, you know, the fact that we found Cell, what we found in his room, the fact that we brought him back, and we're trying to decide how much more information to get out of him. I guess we compare notes on the sleeper, since I'm assuming Robert's going to tell us.
Yeah,
or react.
I would tell him all about what we found in the book, of course. I guess I don't have a better idea of what to do with Cell. Putting him on ice and, you know, just kind of keeping him in stasis until we can think of other things to grill him on sounds reasonable.
I'm wondering if Robert's psychology might be useful to, like, talk to him, get a sense of where he's at. Is he actually someone that we could use? Would he be a value to us in getting into the museum? And
or is he just too dangerous? Him, yeah.
Yeah. So, and Robert's going to do that.
Sure.
What? Give me a sense of what kind of information you're looking for, or play it out, or.
So I kind of want to get a sense of whether he's completely insane or he's predictable enough that we feel like, you know, if for example, we wanted to, like, make a deal with him or try and get something out of him, would he, you know, is he completely just psycho, or would we be able to, like, reason with him in any way? Mm-hmm. So I would do the, you know, have a seat on my couch kind of thing. Ask him about his parents and all these silly Freud things. That, you know, I would basically be looking for, is he, like, completely insane? I think that's what I'm going to try and find out.
And before he does that, as a group, is this type of information the stuff that we need to consider a radio message to N versus an update through the occasional aircraft flights?
But what's he going to do, I guess? I mean, it is... What would you tell him?
Well, I mean, tell him, you know, that we've...
captured Cell.
We've captured Cell. That
we know
there's an entity known as the Sleeper.
Right. It's
we suspect probably. That's what the Germans are after, and it's probably in the museum.
Yeah.
You know, how does he want us to proceed?
Yeah.
You know, is he going to send some Royal Marine Commandos in to help us go into the museum? So
I'm guessing no. We've got resistance guys, right? So I guess the question is, do we go... So what, you know, so we're comparing notes, right? You find out, and I have the information. If we are going to go into the museum, we're going to need, you know, we're going to need to have some time there. Yeah. What are we going to do? Are we going to try and figure out what the Germans are doing, how close they are, or are we going to try and figure out this right beforehand and go and prepare it? I don't know that we have the time to figure out the right beforehand. Do I have a sense, Ty, of, like, so I kind of have a sense that the rite would take a while? Mm-hmm. Like, how long would it take to prepare so that we would be ready to perform it?
Yeah, I mean, you're at, you know, from a game perspective, you've already done the what's called the initial read, and you found out what was in the book, and now you've studied it with the father long enough that you're confident that you could attempt to cast it, so to speak.
Okay.
Just think of setup and preparing and actually executing, like, all kind of like one thing, and you know, that is when I was saying 30 minutes or more, that's okay. What I was referring to.
Okay.
So,
and can the resistance find us someone who reads Hebrew to help us with the book that Sel had? Or I guess
maybe that's what we need N's help for.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little leery of using the radio just because that ups our chances of being detected by quite a bit. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's N's going to tell us. Yeah, go to the museum. That's what we're going to do anyway. That's what I'm thinking.
I just feel a lot better if I was ordered to go to the museum versus I voluntarily decided to go to the museum.
We're independent actors there, Oliver. We gotta make the right decisions and live with them. We should certainly write him an update, but I don't think
Hugh? I don't think... What's the officer think?
Shoot him. So not.
Oh, why would what? I mean, do we think he's gonna escape? I guess there is
no.
That chance.
Yeah,
there's
but
that chance.
Let's put him on. Like,
yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with Robert on this one. He's worth hanging on to, and he's not going to go running the Germans, like we've already said. So, but we don't want him to run away either.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's the key. Just keep him locked up somewhere.
Keep him locked up.
He is a mafia or whatever type, so he can probably disappear fairly easily. Although he's kind of insane. So.
So, is there something you guys are, Oliver especially, were you looking for me to get something out of him by psychoanalyzing him? Something specific, or?
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, is could we turn his belief that he's working for whatever higher being
entity
to get him to actually help us get in the museum, or when it's time
like
for something
to
get
we'd have to swear to this entity though.
Yeah, it's like if we could con him into thinking that we're going to join him in some way. You know, the drawback to that is that he's an unreliable actor who now we're relying on as part of our plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he might have resources that we don't have, or information on the museum that we don't have that could be helpful. And two, when it's time for like a random party member to be eaten, he's one more random party member at that point in time. So
yeah, he's a good red shirt. I mean, no doubt.
We could shove him to the sleeper.
Is he ever going to be that reliable? Like, I don't know. I feel like we've got to keep a gun on him, though.
Yeah.
You want me? I can try psychoanalyzing him and seeing. Well, I don't even know if I don't know how I would get that information out of him. I would think. I would never. Just based on everything we've been told about him, I don't think I'd ever trust him unless we were covering him. And if you're covering him, you can't be doing what you need to be doing. So I wouldn't take him with us. That's just my thinking.
But he still may have information that helps us.
Oh, yeah. No, lock him up. Yeah. Nice and tight.
But I think you potentially psychoanalyze him and see if there's some way to get him to voluntarily assist us or provide information. Okay.
All right, I'll try that. I'll try. So, Ty, I will go deep into his belief structure and try and convince him that I am one with him without actually swearing to any deities. So I will use my psychoanalytical skills for evil. I lie to my subject.
So you approach him. He's clearly distraught that he's been brought to this location. You know he's outnumbered. He knows that he's not only out of his element normally because he's not from around here, but he's even further removed from obtaining his goal. And he looks at you and says, another one. Who are you? What do you want?
Do we know what the name of... does anybody know what the name of the thing he worships is?
It's a he.
Sleeper. Whatever it is.
Yeah, the one thing that he said a couple times is the term the sleeper has come up, you know, a number of times.
All right, I'll go with I am one who's interested in serving your master. Can you tell me more about it?
Give me a fast talk roll.
Oh, shit.
He sniffed out every con we've tried to pull on him. So.
Yeah, that is not... my fast talk is 5, so I did not succeed.
Gosh, darn it. He goes, do not toy with me. You do not understand his power. Yeah, if you are not aligned with his means and methods, then your lying will be of no use. He will see through you as I do.
Yeah. I don't think as a psychoanalyst, I can tell you he's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and give me a psychoanalyst role.
Tell me about your father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get an extreme, a hard success.
Yeah. Okay.
Almost.
Yeah. He's pretty far gone.
Yeah.
You don't think there's any way to get to him necessarily. Okay. Get through to him, I should say.
Right. Yeah. So I'm good at the analytical side, Oliver, but not at the convincing people.
I could do the ritual where I like cloak a fire or whatever. See if that's what that gets out of them. So
I don't. What are you hoping? What are you hoping going to happen? I mean, I think you're trying to squeeze more information out of him.
Right. I'm trying to more information.
Yeah, get in his confidence and then have him.
Well, I just on. Right. I mean, if. Again, somehow we, you know, and maybe it's not so much get him on our side. Maybe it's even more a matter of let him think he's using us.
Yeah.
Because he wants in the museum. And I guess he wants to free the sleeper. Is that a reasonable assumption?
Sounds, from what we know, it's possible, sure.
So,
well, he wanted to recruit more people, which would have been, I mean, that's what his notes said, right? So, and that, you know, that, so that would have been nice if he had believed us that we wanted to join him, because that's kind of what he was here to do.
Yeah. So,
but he's, you know, we're not convincing him. So, and it seems like if we come to him yet a third or fourth time, he'd be like, no, really? He's just going to be like, you guys again?
Well,
so Ty, let me ask you this question for the GM.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between persuade and fast talk from a mechanical point of view?
I mean,
40 points for me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm making those kind of decisions on the fly, but what I'm trying to do is fast talk is more about trickery. Whereas persuade is like a logical argument. So if I'm trying to think of an example, you guys, like when you showed up at the hotel, right, and you tried to come off as, you know, kind of German Gestapo types or something like that, or Hugh walked in. I can't remember if I called for a fast talk role, but you know, that could have been a situation for fast talk. Whereas if you're trying to convince somebody to come away along to your way of thinking and you're using logic for your argument, that would probably be persuasion.
I mean, this sounds, you know, trying to make him believe that we are committed to his worship of this ancient evil definitely seems more like persuade to me, but because it's not something that you can just sort of con your way into. It doesn't feel like something that you can con your way into, because you kind of have to commit to a whole persona, like going forward. You know, you're not just, it's not one encounter and you're done.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
like,
convincing
him permanently in every future encounter with this that we are totally down with the sleeper, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what I could do a better job of is kind of perhaps probing you, just kind of see what you're trying to accomplish. And, it's kind of up to you to come up with more than just, hey, I want to roll against persuade. It's got to, like, what are you...
Right.
What kind of argument are you trying to make, or, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, that's fair.
Who's our best persuade?
Not me.
I'm pretty good at, where am I? I got 35, much better than my fast talk anyway.
Yeah, I've got 35 as well. So here's how potentially we could run persuade at him. We could set up the books we've recovered, like bring him in the room, show him all the things that we have, and tell him, you know, congratulations, you passed the test. You know, we've obviously been brought together in order to accomplish what each of us has been asked to do, and that's why we're together. And we're now convinced that you truly are here to help us in what we have to do. And we've recovered these pieces of the puzzle, so together we should be able to go the final step of the journey. See how he reacts to that, see what he's willing to give us. Or we can shoot him and put him in a ditch and go do something else. So I'm good either way.
Yeah, I mean, there's also a kind of a time element to persuade versus fast talk. I mean, fast talk is kind of instantaneous in the moment, whereas persuade can take
a long period
of time. Yeah.
Right, and that's what I'm thinking, you know, use what we've recovered as a way to demonstrate to him that, you know, maybe we're even farther ahead than he is in this process. And the bits he has should be added to the bits we have, and that's all I got, so.
I don't know. I don't know how much more he's going to give us.
And what I was going to ask is, like, so after he hears this argument or this evidence, then he will be persuaded to do what?
Tell us what's in his book that we can't read.
Okay, got it. Like, you're trying
and
to... How
did he think we were going to get into the museum and get to where the sleeper is? Or how do you think he was going to accomplish that? Mm-hmm. And could we accomplish that as a group?
I understand. Is that something you'd like to try?
unless everybody else vetoes it, why not?
I mean, I don't think we have anything to lose. If he doesn't buy it, then we just leave him locked up. You know, I mean, the risk, I guess, is what happens if we get him out in the open, helping us in some mission. You know, but it's you know, we can just shoot him then. I mean,
So Oliver, you've got this idea. You're gonna how much information are you gonna share with him? I guess really, Robert and the father are the ones that have the information at the book. I mean, you want to, how far are you going to go with this? Are you going to tell him a story about what you found? Because perhaps Robert's informed you about some of the backstory about the sleeper. Are you going to show him the books like you suggested? I guess let's get specific about what you're going to try to do.
I think bring him into the room, show him the books, talk to them. Don't tell him how to do the rituals we've learned how to do, but talk about them so that he understands that we have like a serious amount of information that we've uncovered. So that he understands that we're far along in this process. Yeah.
There's, I mean, there's also the information you got at the library and,
right.
So, okay. That's
so in other words, in my mind, part of the sell is at this point is even if he doesn't fully trust us, potentially he's going to want to take advantage of what we have to further his own, which is fine. We're never going to trust him, but if he helps us, you know, and it's the classic, somebody's going to screw somebody at some point in this process. Hopefully we're screwing him before he screws us.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, why don't you go ahead and make a persuade roll. Or we could do, I mean, just do, I guess it's the group.
We were great until you said the roll the dice thing.
We could do a, I don't know, we could do like a group persuade, like anybody, whoever's got the highest persuade can do it.
I'm sitting at 35.
Which that's what I've got.
Yeah, that's higher than me.
All right, we'll just do the one roll. Go ahead, Oliver.
Yeah. Your idea.
Well,
Jesus, for real?
I actually convinced myself that I'm insane, I think is actually what happened. And I may have just taken an oath to his lord. Not sure. Yeah, I rolled a 98.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Amazing. So, just to clarify, Oliver, you know that the point in this game is to roll low. Just
oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess it depends on what you're going for, but
yeah,
yeah.
I want a great story of me going insane.
This isn't OCS.
Yes,
you lay out your argument over the half hour or so, and he at the end looks up and snickers and says,
"Get the fuck out of town."
As if this could be enough to convince him that you are worthy to serve him.
I got nothing.
Poor Oliver.
Well, I mean, we can find somebody that speaks Hebrew in London. We'll figure out the book. I don't think Sel's going to tell us anymore. I don't think he knows anymore.
I'll shoot him.
I think, yeah, we can shoot him, but I'd say just tie him up.
Leave him for the fireball.
Yeah.
Fiery orb.
That's so last couple of months. So last year.
So last year.
Hugh is still having nightmares about the fiery orb.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so do you want to turn him over to the
Resistance.
Yeah. They've got him and the hotel administrator. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who actually you've actually come to learn that he's been released after a stern talking to, I guess is one way to put it. He was deemed to be of no threat, and since Mayliz works at that hospital, she's able to keep an eye on him anyway. So the idea was that his absence would have been noted shortly, and he's not deemed to be much of a threat other than to the patients at his poorly run hospital.
We could have killed him.
Yeah.
Tell him Sel, they shouldn't release Sel.
Okay. Yeah,
he's a little more dangerous.
They take that under advisement. Okay, so that, you know, since you've come back to the safe house and interrogated Sel, psychoanalyzed Sel, tried to persuade Sel to all varying degrees of success, mostly failure. It is late at night, and you guys are off to sleep. And you all experience another disturbing dream.
Oh, boy.
And in this case, when you compare notes the next morning, you see Von Laue and Kalb appear in your dreams, and you can tell it's Kalb from his Gestapo outfit, where he's got his black uniform and his hat on. It's his height and his hat, which kind of gives it away. But in the dream, his back is turned to you, and it's as if something is talking to him, something or someone is talking to him. And then later in that same dream, you see something similar as it relates to Von Laue. His back is largely turned to you, and something or someone is conversing with him. You can hear the talking, but it's muffled or indecipherable. And then the dream ends with a black gushing torrent of some viscous fluid as it kind of flows down from the top of your dream vision and covers the scene entirely.
Do we wake up moist?
You wake up in various states. You wake up in cold sweats or hot sweats, or in some of you have aches and pains all over your body. Clearly a restless night, and all of you lose a single sanity point.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse, I suppose.
Also, just for housekeeping purposes, the last time I had lost 2 hit points during the car chase.
Yeah, you've recovered.
Okay.
And this is probably a good check here. Oliver, are you at 33 sanity?
You are correct.
And Eric, I'm going to mark him down to 36, I believe. And then Hugh, you're at 48, perhaps?
I am. 48. Yep.
8. Robert, 45.
That's what I got. Yeah.
Okay. You crazy guys than me.
And Grant, maybe perhaps catching you up, I've got you at 47.
I had myself at 50, but...
Yeah, there was a few days that happened last session. Basically, you guys were losing a point a night.
More dreams.
Okay. More dreams, yep. More dreams. All right. It is the next morning. Let's see. Let's do a time check here. This actually might be a good stopping point.
I think you're right.
Yeah, let's call it for the evening. You guys have captured Renee's cell. Were you going to do something with N, or did you skip out on that?
Oh, we should send him a note.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You're
just let him know. All right. Because cell was one of our targets, so they should probably know.
Yeah. Let's do the normal courier.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right, so you're going to wait for the next Lysander to arrive, and what are you going to tell? What's your message to N going to cover?
I think we would give him all the pertinent details. We would tell him what we found about. We're going to encode it, of course, but we'll tell him we captured Cell. Mm-hmm. We found out that there is this thing called the Sleeper. That the Lao and the other German dude, we suspect. Pardon me for a sec. We suspect that they're trying to waken it, and that we have a lead on where it might be. And we're going to go, and we have some rites that may help put it back to sleep. And that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Is there anything else? Cell's in custody.
Yeah, and that we have a book. Oh, we should tell him that Cell had a book that looks very suspicious that was written in Hebrew, and if he could provide us with a resource to help translate it, we would be most grateful.
Yep.
Maybe he could send someone on the Lysander. I don't know if we want to hint that. Or maybe he, you know, has someone in the countryside he could send to us, but we feel it would be of the utmost help in helping us figure out what's going on. Okay. Oliver likes books. I think it's driving him crazy that he doesn't know what's in this book.
It is. Lots of questions.
And Robert, you have recovered another hit point, and I've got you at 10.
Yep. Slowly.
Slowly getting back. Okay. Let's call it there.
Yeah.
And we'll pick up in a couple weeks. I'll send out some reminders, and we'll see what happens next.